The Senate handed President Bush a major victory last night by passing a bill that would give him broad authority to negotiate trade agreements with other countries. Congress could accept or reject the agreements, but would not have the power to change them. The House approved similar legislation last year. The two versions of what's known as fast-track authority now go to a conference committee to reconcile the differences. Gary Huffbauer is a senior fellow at the Institute for International Economics. Good morning.
Hi.
The president has pursued this bill ever since he took office. Why is it so important to him?
Well, he really can't negotiate with other countries to accomplish the kind of free trade agreements he'd like to have without this authority, because without this authority, any negotiations he brings back to Congress could be amended, and of course Congress would take the parts it likes and discard the parts it doesn't. Other countries know that, and they won't negotiate. The president hasn't had fast-track authority for the past 8 years or so. This bill will give it back to him, and that really means negotiations can start in the hemisphere and in the world, and they really have been stalled for the last 5 years.
The Senate vote for passage was a solid 66 to 30, though it follows a two-week debate in which Democrats tried to block passage. Why were they so opposed, and what did they get in return for their support?
Well, what the Democrats wanted was so-called trade adjustment authority on a larger scale than has existed in the past, and they just about tripled the amount, and they added health care benefits into the mix. And what trade adjustment authority does is give assistance to workers who lose their jobs because of trade dislocation. This was the sticking issue between the Senate and the president. There is not similar authority in the House bill. We'll see what comes out of the conference. But in addition to that big issue, there were a lot of issues having to do with protection, which various senators wanted on other issues and had to be resolved before they would give him fast-track authority. So the president reluctantly, or sometimes not so reluctantly, signed on to these protective collateral measures, which he's got to work his way out of as he goes forward with negotiations with foreign countries.
Well, the president's done a little protecting of his own. He supports steel tariffs and farm subsidies. Is that going to weaken his ability to reach new trade deals?
Well, I think he's dug himself into a hole, and he's got begin to climb out before he can make future progress. And you named two of them, steel tariffs, which he actually initiated, but he initiated with a view towards this piece of legislation, the farm bill, which he was reluctant about, but again, it had a fast-track overtone to it. There are lumber penalty duties, which were quite substantial, and they were very important to Senator Baucus and some other senators in the Pacific Northwest, and there are a lot of little things buried in this bill which are protective measures which other countries truly do not like. And so they're really quite unhappy with how this legislation has gone forward if we take the whole package.
How do you think it's going to do in conference, given the differences?
Well, the big issue in conference is whether he can keep his Republican majority together. As you remember, it only passed by one vote in the House. A couple of Republicans who voted for it have now said they're going to vote against it. So he has to keep that very shaky coalition together in the House. He doesn't have anywhere near like the comfortable margin in the Senate. And that's the big ingredient in the conference bill. I'll be very pleased if that gets wrapped up before September.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Gary Huffbauer is a senior fellow at the Institute for International Economics, a private, nonprofit, nonpartisan research institution that studies international economic policy.